Hello, Kimberly. It's a bit early yet, so we're just gonna give it a little try and see how many is gonna join us. I trust you are well and doing good. It's a bit of noise outside. I believe there's a wedding going on, and when there's a wedding in certain communities here, they'll make a long caravan of cars, and they hung, and they all very, it's very festive and noisy. I trust it won't bother us too much. Franny is on. Hello. Welcome. Still early. Let's give it a few minutes. Hope you've had a nice weekend so far, all of you. I had a lot of fun myself. Hello, here we go. That's a lovely picture.
Hello, Anya.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm fine. As you can see, I went to the hairdresser.
You know what? I just sat here for a moment and I thought, wow, that's amazing. How do you feel?
Good. I mean, I'm not uncomfortable, unusual, but good.
That's good. I just want to say, it's also your clothes and your glasses. There's something about you right now that's really coming forward. You seem very present. There's a shift in energy for sure, definitely. And you look gorgeous. Honestly, you look very, very refined and very graceful.
I just, and even I'm sick because I have sinusitis and bronchitis.
Oh, no.
So if I'm looking gorgeous with this.
Then you can only win. Yeah. That's amazing. Good job, lady. That's impressive.
I did
a cocoa. Sorry?
I just finished a coconut water fasting for 1 week.
How was that?
Wonderful.
So yeah?
This stuff that comes out now is the result of this fasting.
Yeah, you're really cleaning things up now, aren't you? Wow. That's impressive work. I'm really proud of you.
It's just,
I said this in the beginning when I started this group. There's some ladies here that are so capable and just so spot on, and really, you're really wanting this, and I could address it in the energy, and I could really feel it was very, very potent. It's always, every group has a different sort of signature on its own. I could tell this was one of the signatures of this group. There is an ambition.
Mm-hmm.
And having, yeah, exactly. And having an ambition, combining it with a spiritual journey, it doesn't get much better than that, really.
Absolutely.
Because then you really have the strength to take it into motion. Because there has to be that element of movement that's physical, like addressing it and being real about it. And when the ambition is there, then it starts getting really interesting.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I'm a Cancer, and my ascendant is a lion.
Ooh, that's wonderful! Wow, that's an interesting combination, because the lioness in the savannah, she's the one who hunts. And she's the one who protects the cubs. She's a very dominant figure within the whole pack. Where he, the male lion, he's the sort of stubbing around with his big hair, you know, being gorgeous. And then now and then he'll go like, rah, you know. But it's the lioness who really gets the job done. And as a Cancer, you are the nurturer. So you have a double nurturer, but you also have the fierceness of it, which is a very, very beautiful combination. Standing tall, moving forward and protecting yourself and knowing what you want to be seen as in the world and owning your space and so forth, which is very much what we're going to talk about today also. So thank you for opening that. And may I just say, wow, you look gorgeous.
You inspired me with your photographs.
Oh, you're so sweet. Oh, well, thank you for saying that it was me. I'm just sort of helping the process along and getting the inspiration from source energy. So that you have the courage to take that upon you is also something that you should applaud yourself for. It's just,
I already had the idea, you know.
Yeah.
It's always a puzzle. I already had the idea, and then I started this with you, and then it came together. And then
exactly, exactly. And many would say that when I write the reports, this and that, and then they go, oh, wow, I knew it, or I thought about it, or I can't believe this is what happened in my childhood. How did you know? You know, I just needed to hear this. It's, we already know, and it's because we are soul beings, right? Yeah. So when I tap into your soul space, your presence, which you invite me into in this work, we merge this together. I can't really go and tell you who you are, right? I can only go see what's happening, and then we can start working with that. So, well done. As you can see, I've got my hair too.
Absolutely, and a lot. I mean, your difference is bigger than mine.
It's different. And after I did our last session together, I had a look at the video and had a look at what was happening with myself. And there's a lot happening in the world, and there's a lot happening with my gifts. And I'm definitely transition in myself, because when you work, the more you work, the more tuned you become, the better you get, and so forth. There's upgrade, upgrade, upgrades. And I looked at it and I realized, wow, and you practice what you speak, you know. Maybe you should just stop thinking it has to be so long and just pull it together, because it's changing. My hair is changing its structure completely. And I thought, it was quite a lot I took off also. Yeah. And I thought, okay, that's how it has to be. That's how it has to be. And I've not looked back. Well, I won't recommend doing it yourself as I did.
No, I couldn't.
No, that's too difficult. So I wouldn't recommend that. But there you go. This is what came out of it. And I'm really pleased with it. I've been sort of fiddling with it and trying different styles and things, you know. So it feels so light, and it's just like going, woo!
I give you a feedback? I mean, you look always beautiful. With this look, for me, it looks a little bit more natural.
Yeah, see? It's such an interesting word that you would use that. And, I'm so happy you just said that, because that's really my whole schism of my work. What is natural, right? How do we step into a natural, beautiful being in this life? And when I look at you, I'd say the same. It's naturally correct, you know? And when we talk about it looks natural, in this forum, it's because we are removing clutter, we're removing energetic blocks, we are removing spiritual debris, but we are also changing our own paradigm. We're changing our approach to things. So we are also saying a stopper of no more illusions to what beauty is. And when we start opening up from that completely new palette of of beauty and flourishing, you know, then you will have a different kind of beauty because it becomes aligned with your truth. And when it becomes aligned with your truth, then it's just natural. Because you are soul presence. And when soul presence gets a chance to radiate its own truth, you cannot avoid its power. It becomes something that you cannot ignore. You need to look at it and go, wow, I don't know what you did, but it works. And it just looks so natural. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So exactly. Because also when we work with makeup, it's the same thing. We can easily have makeup on. I love makeup. I love my lipsticks. I think you all figure that one out. But what happens is, and what I would teach before when I was teaching styling and stuff like that, that was really when I started realizing in my younger days that I had a gift that nobody else had. And my colleagues, when I was younger, they would laugh at me because my clients would start to cry. Now, they wouldn't cry because they were sad about what I've done and how I did their makeup, I showed them colors and so forth. They would cry in release. It was a truth soul moment where when they finally looked themselves in the mirror and saw themselves through the eyes of what I saw, then they saw soul beauty and truth. Where we have removed a false imprint and self-deception. Where we remove the idea, this is how you have to look like. This is enormously powerful. Enormously powerful. And my moment of joy was just out of this world. I mean, who gets joys when you watch women start to cry? You know, I don't want to sound like I'm torturing anyone here. But it was so precious. It was so real. And it was so natural. And what would happen was they would come back. They will buy me expensive things that I never asked for because I gave them something of value that it just never had been given before. And they felt like giving me something straight from their hearts that they just couldn't help themselves. When I was at work, there would sometimes be like boxes of chocolates, massive bouquets and nice cards and little teddy bears, you know. And all my colleague was like, well, you know who that for? She makes them cry. And there was a lady once who came to me and she was like, every time you do my makeup, every time you take care of me, I get a new boyfriend. And I thought to myself, that's not bad, but it's not good either. We don't necessarily want you having running from arm to arm here, just because now she's empowered. Now she steps up and really feels a feminine strength, right? In that room. So, yeah. So she would just boom, you know, type the dance floor. So it obviously has to be in balance, but I couldn't help think how powerful it was, and it was just such a delight. And that's really when I started realizing quite some years ago that when it came to beauty, I had a natural gift in calling in the divine and seeing the beauty of each soul that came to me. I didn't know what it meant at that time. I didn't know how to proceed with it. I didn't know that I could work with it on this level that I do today. This is so miraculous for me. So miraculous. And we're going back almost now 17 years, you know. So, and I'm still basically doing the same. It's not as if I've changed, but everything has changed nevertheless. Because the focus and the sole purpose stepped up. I stepped up to it and I heard my calling. It was extremely difficult, very challenging. And that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about integrating into that sole purpose and now how we've been building up these changes and how we've been working with them and how you've been listening to me and how you've been listening to the MP3s and taking that in. So now we really need to address where are we now and how can we sort of keep that momentum going. We don't want to lose it, right? We don't want to just, okay, now I did that program. Now what? It's when we work with energy, I think it's very important to understand it always travels through time and space. So there's no need for us to say it stops here. That doesn't make any sense on its own. So we really want to have it integrated and we really want to go, this is part of my reality from now on and forth. So I did my 1.5 hour long session, pre-session on all of you. And I always do that, as I've told you before, our live sessions. And that's really what I was focusing on. I was going through the usual cleanses and really sort of talking to the hair and watching. I'm actually watching hair grow right now on a different plane here. I'm really looking at you and I'm really listening to the ones who are sad and suffering from these problems that we might have, some of us. And so I really start noticing how it's becoming eager to serve. It's really changing its calling because now it's being heard. Now it's really being addressed for so long, it feels safe. It feels like it has a right to be. And that's what I think is important to when we talk about integration, which is very much what you've done, Sweetie. You've really integrated a new perspective, a new look. And so when we integrate, we understand that there's a naturalness to being beautiful. And it's a natural state to be heard and to be present. It is not something we have to shout out about. It's not something that we have to fight for. It's not something we can explain or should be explaining or defending. It doesn't mean that there aren't times when we just sort of have to draw a line in the sand and just speak, you know, here am I and here are you and so forth. That's not really what it is. I'm talking about it on a much deeper plane here, much deeper level, where it sort of becomes what holds our presence that we know. It is now embedded on a cellular level that you're right to shine your crown is natural. When you have that integrated in your life, you become a human being, then not only people will start look at differently, but they will also rely on you. They will rely on you because you now project a sense of authority, a grounded authority, that is. We need to balance it. And that makes people feel safe. And you should be safe in that space too. Be safe to hold that crown that is yours, and be safe and feeling secure enough in yourself and your presence that when people address you with maybe an authority that you don't think necessarily that you have, or that is unknown to you, or that is something that you don't understand at this point, because it's an energetic thing. You need to feel safe in answering with grace and holding that crown as your hair is changing and you are changing, that you will answer respectfully from that place and not say, oh, I don't know, or I really don't feel I might be the right one to address. Why are you asking me? You know, like a pushback, an insecurity, an uneasiness. So when I talk about integrating a new level, the strengthening level, the beauty level, and the realness of it, I'm talking about integrating it basically into the whole spine, up the crown and into your follicles, so that when you walk in your life forward, you walk with the natural knowledge and understanding on a cellular level, not necessarily intellectual, that you have a presence that is real, absolutely real and absolutely beautiful. Because realness is beautiful. When people are real, the mask falls off. And you just get so happy when you're around people who are real. It just makes you feel good. It makes you feel cared for, because it means you can be real. And that's what you have to give now. That is something you need to take with you now from this session. Your realness, your naturalness, and the integration of your crown. You need to move forward in your life, in your own pace, always. But with that, I give you this moment to be real and to serve it. Serve it with a little bit of pride. You've done well. You've all done so good. You worked for this. It didn't just come, right? It wasn't just something that fell down from the sky. You showed up. You did the program. You listen to me all the time, blabbering on and on. I mean, when is she going to stop? Right? All this is your work. I can't sit here and give you my gifts if you don't attend. How do I serve my purpose if you are not with me? This is important. I might have the gifts of the world. What does it matter if nobody cares and nobody shows up? So when people show up in my programs, even though I have doubts at times, even though I'm thinking, did I do this right? You know, because I'm a human being. I need to learn new things all the time. I need to step up too. Cut my hair, practice what I preach. Come on, girl. I have to serve you with my pride. Not an arrogance, but the pride that I take in it. That you are here trusting me, that you show up, that you do the work, that you benefit that you grow with me. We grow together. There's no such thing as you growing on your own and me not. That's not how it works. We depend on each other. We grow together. Every time I make a new program, something else comes up, you know. I learn from you. Always. That's the gift you give me. You give me your trust and you give me your time. I have to honor that. That is big. That's very big. And so do you. When people give you your time, when people make you the center of attention, when people tell you you are beautiful, you look gorgeous, come and dance with me tonight. Then you say, thank you. I'd love to. You honor the moment, always. You have a right to that moment. It's yours. Be graceful and step forward with that knowledge. It's vital. So here's rule number one from all my ladies and men. When someone gives you a compliment, you have a nice blouse on today, Enya. Oh, thank you. Then you don't say, Enya, yes, I got it on sale. I was really lucky. No, you don't do that. Why would I tell someone I got it on sale when I just got a precious compliment? Is that on equal terms? Is that, thank you? No, it's not. What am I doing if I say, oh, I got it on sale? I'm putting the compliment down. I think I might sound like I'm doing something nice and I'm not sort of, you know, I'm being a bit sort of, oh, don't put focus on me. No. When someone says, you have a really nice blouse on and it looks gorgeous, you should wear that more often. I say, oh, thank you, I will. Thank you. That's conversation in balance. And now we're sharing the joy. Because what did I just do? I paid it back. When someone says something nice to me, I said, thank you. And then I confirmed it. I'll do that some more. Now this other person knows that he or her make me happy. When you make someone happy, you become happy. Always. It's really weird, but it works. When you make someone smile, you smile. It feels good. And it changes everything. That's grace. That's how you wear a crown. I was told the other day, maybe I said this already, I don't know. Apologize if I have. And yet you are so good at giving compliments. And I was just about to have one of my long rants about why aren't people do, you know, and then I stopped myself and I said, do you know what? Thank you, by the way. Do you know what? I just say it. I think it and then I speak it. And that's the difference. Because many people would think it, but they won't speak it. And there could be many reasons for that. But the only reason why it's different that I'm good at paying compliments is because I have learned when I speak it, I make people happy. They smile. They take it in. It matters. They're being seen. It changes everything. And I make them feel safe. And I'm not doing it because I want something out of it. I'm just so good at it now because I've practiced it for so many years. I can't help myself. It just sort of falls out of my mouth. Don't you just like, ooh, you know. It's just the way it is. And I also think, obviously, it's part of my background. And this is now another thing we need to come into, because as we integrate this process that we've been working with for so long, we need to understand that we have our own storyline and we have a soul lineage, many lives behind us. And when we come into this world, there's a reason we are the one we are today. With the story we have today, with the lineage that we have. And every culture offers something uniquely to you, uniquely in its design to your purpose here. Now, the trick is to figure out what does that mean to you? And I like to say when I'm at this stage in these sessions, look at your ancestry, look at your culture, and look at it from a different perspective. See it as a hidden treasure box. Go to the treasure box, and this is a very good exercise for all of you to take with you afterwards. Take a journal or go to Google and start playing around from your own storyline and your own culture. Ask some philosophical questions, what have we, on spirituality, or what have we, and look into it. See it as a way to start communicating with your soul and the purpose that you are here for. Because once you start looking at it from the perspective of it's a treasure box, then what you open is only valuable to you. You get to decide which jewels and which diamonds and which pearls you can take out of that treasure box and put onto your crown. The crown is yours, and you will have to define how it should be seen and radiate. Your storyline is important. Some have a very difficult story, a very challenging story, maybe even tragic. It could seem almost horrendous to look at one's past in these situations and ask oneself, how can there be a treasure for me there? This is my advice. Step back from the emotion of it and ask yourself, if I am not me in this moment, how can I be amazed and bedazzled by my own private treasure box that no one else has? Do the breath of life activation before, and then use that momentum of alignment in deep focused closed eye state, and then inside your mind picture your treasure box unfold. See what it holds to you and write it down. As we just mentioned before, many times we already know, we have hunches, we have ideas, but we ignore them. But when we look at things like this, we need to understand the value it holds. A treasure box is for you only. It's your vault of affluence. It's where you can draw in from infinite and unboundless blessings on all levels. And we have to move forward honoring who we are right now and what the lineage is. We are not here to be anyone else. There's a reason you are you. Don't thrive to become something that you could never be when you have a divine blueprint inside of you. Every cell of your body has that. Every cell. We can't ignore that. And I can't emphasize enough the importance of that to you. It is your soul journey. This is why you're here. It's very important. This is your integrating. This is your face. It can come alive on so many different ways. There's no telling. It could be a little source of inspiration of something you heard your grandmother say once. And all of a sudden, that becomes the realness of you. It can be a poet that you've never heard about before, but all of a sudden, as you Googled big writers within my ancestry, I know, my culture, all depending on where you are in the world and what your language is and so forth, because we are from all over the world here. Every culture, every nation has its own language, and every language holds its own facets of wisdom. If you remove one language, another soul level disappears from this planet. It's not just words, it's creation. And you are a part of that. Those words, that language is embedded in you. And it's beautiful. We need to understand how precious it is that we are exactly who we are supposed to be and that we should be proud of it. There's so much I can say about this, really. I could just go on and on. I think what I'm talking about here can be very difficult for some people in this world to hear, because we have a movement in time where we are being told that our national pride or that who we are isn't good enough, that something else is better and we should all be the same, or we should not be the same, but something else like that. I don't know really always what they want. It confuses me personally a lot, so I don't really listen. And my best advice is also don't do that. It's just very noisy. So, I don't think it applies to divine blueprint of this reality that we all share together and that we share individually together. I had some interesting questions on Facebook from Mona. And she was talking about hair, and she was talking about, what's the deal a bit about removing all hair and like the Tibetan monks do. And I think I'd like to talk about that a little bit, because here we have something very specific from a culture. This is a cultural thing within Tibet. And we all know the Dalai Lama, and it's tradition that the monks shave their head. They have no hair. Now, we've seen this before in history. We know it from the ancient Egyptians. They absolutely loathed any kind of body hair. Everything had to be removed, and they would wear wigs. When it comes to the Tibetan monks, I think they become such a brilliant example to the diversity of the name God. God has many names, comes in many forms. And the Tibetan monks are Buddhists, so they have Buddha. And their story and their soul print is what they honor. This is how they do it. Now, I'm not a Tibetan monk. I don't shave my hair. But if I was, maybe I would. I don't think everybody becomes a monk in Tibet, but there you go. When you remove your hair from the crown, there's a clear fairness to the crown. That's obvious. So there's also a certain vulnerability. By the mystical principles, that is a vulnerability that you want to be aware of. Because now you are much more easy to target energetically and from different sources, dark energy, and also from other planes. See, I move my hand and the light changes. So, the burnout side in my hand. So here's interesting with the monks. They live like monks. This is the key word. They live secludedly in a 24/7 spiritual environment. The food they eat is spiritual. The activities that they do are always completely scheduled accordingly to the spiritual growth and the purpose in life as a monk. They are in the cluster, they are in their monk house, what it's called. I forget, the monasteries, maybe not because the Buddhists, but they are in there together forming a group of energy where they protect each other. And so it becomes possible for them to have a shaved crown and still really be in service of the divine, because they are protected in a very, very tight spiritual environment. Okay? So I think it gives us a really profound perspective, and a thank you, Mona, for asking this question, because it's just so relevant. And it teaches us how you can do things on so many levels, honoring your own nationality, your own lineage, and your soul journey. But we don't have to be a monk in order to do that, because we have different stories, and there's a reason for it. In my tradition, the men will, the Orthodox men, the Hasidim it's called, will often have curly hair around here. It's called piot, and there's a reference in Torah about not cutting hair, but it also has to do with how you show up. It has to do with being Jewish in a visible manner and being proud of it. There's a great pride to these little curls here, which has through time been shamed and been cut off, and there's been all sorts of things, because hair, would you, in time you would do that with women too. We see it still some places. If you want to shame someone, you will shave the head. By that, you remove the woman's power as a sexual being, as a sensual being. Her whole identity as a creator is being mocked now. They have stolen her crown. And then they'll burn her on the stake, right? We used to do that. So in my tradition, the men, some of the men will do that. That's our story. You will have the sheikh in India who doesn't cut his hair at all, but he doesn't show it at all either. He will wash it now and then, and I think they oil it afterwards, and then roll it up in a sort of very tight turban. It's actually really cool. And so there's the men wearing the turban as opposed to the woman. Interesting, right? So that would be his pride. That's his manlihood. That's his faith, his devotion, and he's the king with the turban now. That's his claim. That is who he is. He's honoring his sole purpose here by that. So we know and we can see that every nation in this world has its own story. It has its own claim and it has its own right of natural devotion to a spiritual journey and a relationship with the divine. And everybody has the same right to have that. There is no difference between any cultures or any nations. It doesn't exist. Mona also asked a question about wigs and extension, hair extensions, and asking how can we know that the hair that we use is all right? And I think that's also a brilliant question. I will draw on my own experience here again, because that's what I have to offer. In my culture and my nation, the women, the Orthodox women, will wear wigs. And I used to do that too for many, many years. And I won't go into so much the mystical principles of it, because that's why. But it's basically the same as I mentioned with the monks. It's about protection. And those wigs, they have to have a certificate. They have to be what's redressed as kosher. They need to be approved. And so I would say to Mona, and everybody who wants to have some hair pieces in their hair and it's real hair, cleanse it first in Epsom salt water. Then you remove debris and you remove some of the energy that could be still in the hair, because there could be, it's really true, there could be so many things in this hair. Cleanse it, lay it there in lukewarm Epsom salt water for half an hour, and then wash it gently. Always be very gentle with wigs and extensions, because you don't want to break the hair. Towel dry it, roll it up, and then use some EOs afterwards. So you can use the ones that we make, that we started making, or the ones that I recommend in the email. You can just make your own. I've written now a few times what oils are good for that. And then you will just sort of put it in the hair and work it in the hair very gently, because now you cleansed it and you cleaned it, and now you're giving it some shine, but you're also giving it a protective layer. And that should really take care of it. That should really do it. But I think it was very good questions, and they're absolutely valuable and valid in this forum, because this is what we work with. So thank you for asking that question, those questions. So, wow, almost an hour already. I don't understand. Where did the time go, right? And I always get sad when I have to do the last session with my girls and my young gentlemen, because I get to know you. I get to have a relationship with you. And it is saddening to me that I don't get to see you again. So I always think to myself, maybe I can sneak in another session, you know, see what happens. That could always be good. But then I just want to let you know, I'm still working on the energy level on all of you. We have quite some time left on the program, really. And so I will continue that work and I will do the long sessions and I will keep you updated. And I hope that you'd stay sort of in tune or in contact with me and tell me how things are going. And because I love talking to you and hear about your progress and your stories. I'm just going to come and with a personal announcement here because I think that that's appropriate now that it's our last session. So there's been a lot of things going on in the world for a long time. And there's been a very intense period here. So after I've done these programs that I'm doing now, and I'm going to pull the plug a little bit, and I'm going to go into upgrading and evolving mood. I'm really gonna see what I can do for us next. And I really need to step back and grow with that and sort of keep the world a little bit at pace, or a little bit less knocking on my energetic walls, so to say. There's a time and place for everything. And I think after I've done this program, it's a very good time for me to step back and have you in mind. I always do. It's very hard not to have you in mind, but keep developing. So if you don't hear so much from me over the summer, don't be alarmed. I will come back with a vengeance. There's a reason for it. I'm working on a different level and I'm developing things. So I just wanted you to know that. But so far, we're still on a program and it's still going in the right direction. And I will send out emails from time to time. But before I end this session, I think I'd like to offer you an activating slash blessing. This whole session is filled with energy. So it's not as if you're not receiving anything and I was working on you just before I came on, but I really want to give you a little thing extra here before we call it off for this time. I think it's appropriate and you all deserve it. You've worked hard and I think many of you have had some profound aha moments and it's been such a delight being with you. It's just such a delight. Thank you. So before I end, let's just sort of take a deep breath together. Close our eyes. And let me just tune in. For this moment, we are preciously grateful, stepping in and stepping up to a soul purpose and integrating every moment the radiant light of the divine. We hereby bow in honor to our gifts, to our story, to our lineage. We seek only to move forward with grace and with pride that we are who we are and that we are here to be heard and seen, strengthened from within with beauty, strengthened from above with grace and blessings, strengthened from our heart and our soul for truth, for wisdom, for grace, for dignity and kindness. We honor and pressure each moment that we may shine and make you smile when I meet you on my way. Thank you, and so be it. Oh, my darlings, you are so kind and sweet. I always get so teary-eyed. Be proud of yourself. Your smile is your truth. Make it reach your eyes and let them shine. Your hair will come down. Your hair will be so joyous. And it will shine for you too. Be well, be safe, be kind. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I'll see you soon, I hope, all of you. Thank you for being in my life and adding to its beauty and helping me grow to who I am today, because you do. So please remember to write me if you have questions or anything pops up. I have some letters that I need to get to. I've not had the chance yet, but I will. I'm always here. There is something in the chat. Let's see what that is before I... Oh, thank you. I was sending my phone for my hashtag. Oh, that's good, Fanny. Excellent. Just thinking about that. Good. Be well.
Thank you so much, Anya.
Thank you, all of you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.